Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to Here to Inspire Radio. I am your host, Aisha. Thank you for tuning in with me on this fine Tuesday evening, 1-11-11 in the brand new year. I'm really excited about tonight's topic, which is learning to love the you within. I'm going to touch on a few different things this evening related to that. I really, really encourage all of you out there that are listening to join in on this dialogue. This is an open discussion forum for the entire community. So if you want to comment on anything or you just have some feedback, question, anything, or you just want to call in and say peace, you're more than welcome to do so. The call-in number is 310-807-5193. I just first of all want to express my gratitude to those that have been consistently tuning in the past few months I've been doing this show. Thank you for those that have sent emails, show topic ideas, and just the love and inspiration that keeps letting me know that I am doing the right thing, trying to pay attention to all of the things around me, all of the signs that I receive, and all of the feedback that I've gotten from everyone has been totally positive. So I just want to express my thanks and gratitude for that and continue to share the love, people. So we're going to talk about learning to love the you within. This can be kind of what appears as a cliche topic somewhat, you know. Learn to love yourself. You need to love you. You need to love you. And we hear that expressed a lot, and I even see people embodying what they believe that is. Like, I love myself, you know, I pamper myself on a regular basis, I'm in the best shoes, I drive the fanciest car, I really love myself and show myself how I love myself by pampering myself. But there are so many different expressions of love out there, not only that we can share with another individual, but that we can share with ourselves. So I just want to touch on that a little bit, talk about why it is important to learn to love the you within, or just learning to accept the you that you are, particularly if you're out there and you're single and you are ready to meet someone. Communicating with many people in the community and from my just sisterhood, and lots of single people are feeling a yearn to get closer to their soulmate or whoever they're ultimately supposed to be with. You know, I've been talking to people that had single for life probably stitched on the back of their Letterman jackets back in the day that are talking about joining up or just yearning for companionship and wanting that. So times are changing very rapidly. I say that a lot on my show. I'm always talking about how the time is now. Times are changing. You need to take advantage of what it is you want to do now. Mainly meaning that there's just a mass awakening that's occurring on the planet, and people are starting to remember who they are and what their purpose is and why they're on the planet and things like that. This is really exciting. I mean, I'm really excited to be alive at this time. Anybody else that's alive right now, I mean, we're fortunate because this doesn't happen just every lifetime, you know, or every 10 years or even every 100 years that this type of change is occurring that's going on right now. Many people have been very sensitive to it, and they know what I'm talking about. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just start to pay attention to the things around you and make your own observation. I always will encourage you to always do your own research. You know, don't take anyone's word for anything. See how it resonates in your body and then expound on that if something moves you or, you know, something that just raises your eyebrow. I encourage you to do your own research. So, because of the yearning that's going on for a lot of people wanting to meet that perfect person and, oh, why can't I meet that person? Or I keep meeting the same kind of person, the same type of woman, or the same type of guy. I keep meeting that same individual. Well, I am an avid believer that you attract what you are. So if you want to attract, if you want someone that's really sweet and affectionate, well, how sweet and affectionate are you? If you want someone that communicates very well and knows how to express their feelings, how expressive are you with your feelings? How are your communication skills? If it is the ideal time to work on you. Relationships give us an opportunity to put to work and practice and implement all of the things that we've learned while we're on our own. And it gives us an opportunity to grow another way. But if you're single, the time for you is to grow at individually now. And one of the first things that you can do is start loving on yourself. Many, many ways that you can do that, and we're going to expound on that a little bit later. I want to give out the call-in number one more time in case somebody got. Actually, it's not one more time, but I call in number throughout the conversation because I want you guys to participate. If you just want to listen in, I believe you press 1, and if you would like to speak, you press 2, and it's going to raise the hands on the little switchboard, and I'll bring you on in as soon as it's a good time. So you got your pens out, your paper? All right, 310-807-5193. Talking about self-love, loving the you within, and how do you do that? What does that look like, self-love? Let's talk about the obvious with self-love, the external, taking care of your external being or your representative that you send out into the world every day. That particular individual generally is taken care of. You know, if you or a woman, I'm going to speak to the ladies first. If you're going and you're getting your hair done every week or every 2 weeks, you go and you have your nails done. Some of you may take it a step up and have a facial once a month or something, or get your massage weekly, go and have reflexology, any form of self-pampering that you may do for yourself that just kind of takes you away from your everyday routine, that is a form of self-love. That's one form of it, that you're just pampering yourself, taking time to spend money on yourself. Some people will interpret this as shopping. You know, you'll go and make sure that you're clothed and you're looking your best at every event that you step into. You're always looking your best. These are wonderful ways that you can take care of yourself. But when you take those clothes off, or you step out of that car, or you're back at home and you're alone and you're sitting with yourself in your four walls, how are you feeling about yourself then? How are you loving on yourself in those moments? Those are the key moments, the real important ones, because it's going to reflect how you see yourself, how you feel about yourself. If you feel that you're a terrible, terrible person, then you're not going to attract a wonderful, wonderful person. You'll either attract a terrible, terrible person, or you'll stay in the constant loop of misery, just not meeting that individual or continuing to meet the same person. So if I'm talking to you and anything resonates with you, please tune in and get this and apply it right away. Apply the information that you'll get this evening. Looks like I have a caller that's holding. They may want to comment or have a, something to say about self-love. Caller from 510-593. This is Aisha with Here to Inspire Radio. Did you have a comment on learning to love yourself?
I just want to really thank you for what you're doing right now. I don't know if you know my voice. You probably know who I am.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I do know you, little mom.
Oh, my goodness. But I just want to say, just to hear what you're doing is phenomenal, and it is very much resonating with me on how I do things. My lesson this year is learning my worth, worth is, and that I know that I'm worthy of much more than what I was given to myself. I don't know how to put the words, but I just wasn't really, I probably would say it, but I really wasn't feeling it. The words I was saying wasn't connecting with how I was feeling, and now it's connecting. So I'm bit by bit doing what I need to do to make sure that I love me and take care of me, and it will spread hopefully around to everybody around me. And the attitude changes. Phenomenal when you decide to make that choice. That's the best thing I could say, is when you love yourself, your attitude change is phenomenal, and people feel it, they see it, they hear it, and it's amazing. It's amazing.
It's magnetic, really. You know, it'll draw other people into you, like that little fly, that mosquito lamp that zaps the mosquitoes. It'll draw them in like that if you just hopefully zapping them and killing them, but finding your light in them and attracting them to your light. Information out there. So I'm just glad. Thank you. You called and that you're loving on yourself. You're seeing some things that are finally coming in. Are you doing some affirmations daily, or just telling yourself things on a regular basis so you can change how you felt about yourself?
Well, the main thing is that, you know, I did the one thing that I should have done at your house was the vision board, but I finally got my vision board done, and it's still a work in progress, but I am very happy, and it has changed my thought process. When I wake up in the morning, I see my vision board and see the goals that I have put, you know, in front of me and my thought process. I'm like, wow, I did that, and I am going to accomplish all that. And I wasn't saying that until, so that vision board, oh my goodness, if you ever can speak on that again, the importance of doing that vision board, oh, I'm there. I'm going to be all ears again and telling everybody that's tuning in to you.
Wonderful. Well, yeah, that vision board piece is very powerful, and I will expound on that a little bit for those that don't know what a vision board is. It's basically just a visual aid of what your goals are, something visual that you can see daily. It's like an affirmation, but a visual affirmation. So,
exactly.
Thank you again, sis.
Well, thank you again. And just I'll be listening for the rest of the show. And please, whoever's listening, call in. Talk to this sister, you know. Share, because she has a lot to say. She's taught me a lot.
Oh, I love you, sis. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Peace and blessings, sis. We'll talk soon.
Peace. And just raise your hand again if you want to talk. Just press 2 again.
Okay.
All right. Peace. Yes, just to expound on, first of all, thank you. That was Sister Shawanda that just called in. Just to expound on what she was talking about with the vision board, that is, it's like a collage, basically. You know, I've had a couple of vision board parties with close sister friends of mine. We get together with a stack of magazines and some construction paper, glue, scissors, and we'll just have a great time cutting out different images that represent things that we would like to see manifested in our lives. And it can be anything from a husband to being able to take a bath once a day or having a massage daily. It can be anything that you want it to be. That's personal to you. But the important thing is to cut things out that represent that, not just pretty pictures, not just outfits you like, things like that. You know, get really specific about it. Things that you want, changes you want to see in your life, goals you want to attain in your life, that's a form of loving yourself. Just take time out to, one, think about what it is some of your goals may be or some things that you may want in your life or some change, and having the courage to map it out in a plan and say, you know what, I'm going to stop just talking about this, or I'm going to stop just complaining about what I don't like, and I'm going to take action and make some change in my world. This is a wonderful way or a step towards doing that. You know, if you don't know what that is, this is another way that you can open that channel up for you. Putting your energy into that project, things are going to come to you. God speaks to us all the time. Just normally too busy and our minds are congested with too much chatter and noise and music and drama and soap operas and all that type of stuff to hear. But God speaks all the time if we just shh learn to get quiet and listen to the voice again. Looks like I have another caller that's on that I want to bring in from 510-504. Before I bring this caller in, if anyone else out there has a comment, question, or you just want to call in and express yourself, you're welcome to do so at 310-807-5193. All right. Peace caller, this is Aisha with Here to Inspire Radio. Did you have a question or comment about loving yourself tonight?
Comment, and how are you doing, beautiful?
I'm wonderful, thank you. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. This is Bruce.
Oh, peace, Bruce. Happy birthday.
Thank you and all that stuff. Well, I feel that what you're talking about today and tonight and this evening is the core of happiness just throughout living in this world, because everything we do is all about perception. So if we have a perception of happiness that we're always chasing, we're always going to be kind of miserable and feeling like we're not being fulfilled. But if you just turn your vision around and learn that you're happy, extremely, unconditionally happy, in your total going and coming on, you know, throughout the day or the week, then basically a lot of this other stuff, this material stuff that's basically depreciates as soon as you buy it, won't have that much weight in your life as long as you have the necessities that you need.
Thank you for that. I agree with you completely. I find the more, just with my personal journey, because last year I had to learn the lesson of letting go was big. You know, I've had to learn to let go of a lot of things, people, situations. And
right.
The more I let go and started appreciating what I have already and just trusting that, hey, you know what, all that I need is already doing, and God provides at every second. The moment I really just started letting go completely, I stopped wanting for as many things. My
right.
needs are so much more simpler. You know, I don't desire the same things that I used to desire because I've simplified my life so much more. So, yeah.
Well,
it's
a conditioning that we all go through as kids that's put on us, you know, by television and advertisement and all this stuff, because we live in a society that's built on consumerism, you know, us spending our money mm-hmm. to generate, you know, the economy. But and it also contributes to a great deal of mental, you know, unhealthiness. But I like to say me as a black man in his 40s in this world, I was totally lost in this world until mm-hmm. I discovered self-love. I mean, totally mm-hmm. lost. So if anybody else is out there listening, it's not just a female's point of view. I'm here to speak on it from a male's point of view. Once mm-hmm. you sincerely, unconditionally love yourself, everything around you changes. Like you said, letting go becomes a lot easier. And stuff that you just felt like you had to have, you no longer need. And it is a continuous journey. So that's about it.
That was a lot. That was a jewel. Thank you for planting that seed.
Yeah, and I just want to add
sharing the male perspective on it.
Yeah, yeah, those that can do it, trust me, your relationships with your friend, family, and intimate, they will all become so much easier and more rewarding for you.
Mm.
But that's about it. And I just think you are a beautiful spiritual being, and I'm so glad that I come in contact with you in my life. And I know you're going to touch millions and thousands or more before your journey is over with.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to me. I appreciate you. It's confirmation I'm doing the right thing. So thank you.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome.
You can hang on and just raise your hand up again if you want to talk. Just press the button again, and I'm still here.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right. Love. Peace. Thank you again, callers that have just called in and shared your feedback. And just to expound again on what that brother was saying, that learning to just, you know, appreciate the things that you do have around you is going to that change your world. And some of us are caught up because we've been brainwashed. You know, we sit in front of the TV, and if you didn't, don't do it now because you don't have time as a teenager or as a preteen, and we're just fed hours and hours and hours of information. that it's seemingly influencing our subconscious and how we grow. So if all you see is images of, okay, to be successful, I have to have this. To be considered beautiful, this is what that looks like. You know, the image of beauty changes, you know, every few years. One this look is in, the next second next look is in. I remember when darks was in, and then light was in, and then it was cool to be bone thin and have no booty, and now it's cool to be, you know, voluptuous and curvy with big booties, and you got people doing all sorts of things to meet up to what this image of beauty is that is being fed to you. It's being fed. It's like someone coming in and opening up your mouth and spoon feeding you food that is going to allow them to control you over time, control your thoughts, which is going to control what you're wanting to buy, which is going to control what you want to do in your life. So a form of loving yourself is being mindful of what you feed your mind. Be mindful of what you put into your body, but that you feed your mind. There's a lot of propaganda out there, people, that is really designed to keep us on a lower level in our thinking. So it's really important to be mindful of the garbage that you are feeding your brain, because that's what it is. It's garbage. It's like having a meal, you know, just eating sugar all day and calling that a balanced diet. You have to balance it out. While you're watching this news, reality television shows, violent shows and things like that, you have to balance it out with something else. Otherwise, that's what's going to consume your mind, and that's what you're going to start to believe is your reality, and you'll start to try and live that out. And that's not what life, that's not what we're here to do. You know, we're here to have, we're spiritual beings. We're here having this wonderful human experience. We're supposed to love, get our lessons, learn our lessons, and love. Ultimately, that's all that's important. The Bentley is not going to get put down in the casket with you unless you want to be buried in the Bentley. But I don't think you're going to be pushing it too far. So, just to segue off of that, I want to take a quick little break, give out the call-in number again in the event someone else wants to share some beautiful feedback on how they're loving themselves. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how taking time out to work on yourself is eventually going to attract that perfect partner and give you some ways that you can work on yourself. So I'm going to play this wonderful Jill Scott song entitled I Keep, which I think is a beautiful, beautiful song, particularly for people that might be struggling with some esteem issues right now, or you may have gone through a breakup and you're not feeling 100% yourself, or you don't want to get back there out in the game, and you might be just not feeling up to par. Listen to the words of this song. You know, it's beautiful, very inspiring, and just to inspire you to keep on going, keep moving. I'll be right back, people.
Forward, pressing onward, striving further.
I keep
that. That was the Miss Lovely Jill Scott singing I Keep. Wonderful, wonderful, inspiring, and uplifting tune. Has a great message to it pertaining to self-love. We're talking about learning the love to you within. You can do that. How do you demonstrate love to yourself? What does that look like? What are some different methods that you can do? And how is this going to a person that you ultimately want to share your life with or share some of your special shutdown time with? You know, how is it going to impact that? So for those out there, first of all, that want to call in, join in on this conversation or give a comment, the number is 310-807-5193. Let's talk about some ways that you can show some love to yourself. Now, if you're single, one of the main things that you may have is more time on your hands. This isn't just for single people, but right this second I'm particularly talking to you. You have more time on your hands than you did before because you're not entertaining another individual. This is the perfect time for you to start establishing a routine of self-love and demonstrating pampering for yourself. One thing that you can do for yourself is start taking baths. You know, a lot of people, I don't have time for baths, you know, I move, like, you know, I just got to take a shower, I don't have any time, kids are up, blah, blah, blah. No one's going to take care of you but you the best way. You know, you are the best person to take care of you. So you have to make the time out for this bath. Even if it's just for 20 minutes, you need a bare minimum of 20 minutes. You know, go out there and get yourself a couple of essential oils like lavender, eucalyptus, peppermint. Put a few drops of those inside of your bath water, light a candle, turn the light off and shut down. Just take some time out to anoint your body while you're in the tub. Rub on your feet. Thank your feet. Rub your legs. Thank your legs for withstanding you that day and getting you through the day. Thank your knees, your joints, your hips, your pelvis area, your breast or chest. Thank every part of your body. That is a form of demonstrating self-love to yourself. Your body can hear everything that you're saying and feeling and doing to it and respond accordingly. How are you speaking to yourself? Are you looking at yourself saying, oh, I'm ugly. Oh, I'm fat. Oh, don't nobody want to talk to me. I'm washed up. Oh, I don't have no money. Oh, I got too many kids. Oh, blah, blah, blah. You can continue on with that list. That can be endless. But how are you speaking to yourself? Are you loving with your words? Your words are another way of demonstrating love to yourself. If you're belittling yourself on a regular basis and not even realizing it because it's such a regular part of your conversation, some of us are so conditioned to it that we don't even realize that we're beating ourselves up with our words. So, be loving with your words. How are you going to, you know, if you're not doing that now on a regular basis, you know, you can just start out with, hey, I love myself. Thank you, self. I think you're beautiful today. Regardless of how you feel about yourself, just start the affirmation and see how things start to change. Just like you may hear a song on the radio and you don't like it initially, but they keep playing the song over and over and over again. Eventually you bob your head to it, you know all the words to the song. You're like, oh, this ain't so bad after all. The song grew on you. Whether you like it or not, it grew on you. And you started believing it. It was with the repetition. So the repetition with your affirmation is going to help, what's going to be part of what changes your mind about how you feel about yourself. Looks like I have another caller on. I just want to see if they want to come in and share a question, comment, or how they may love on themselves. Caller from 510. Hello, caller from 510927. This is Aisha with Inspire Radio. Did you have a comment on learning to love yourself this evening?
Oh, no, I'm just listening in.
Okay, thank you so much for the feedback. I appreciate you saying that, sis. All right, that's just listening in, and again, thank you for your ears. I appreciate you for that. So I'm giving out some examples of ways that you can demonstrate love to yourself. Keep a journal. I'm going to keep talking about journal entries. Some things that I am going to do repetitively on my shows, because I really want you to get it, that these are tools to changing your life. Journaling is a way that you can, first of all, it's an open board for you to express yourself, your emotion in the moment. Repressing emotion is one of the worst things that you can do for your body, and a great way to just manifest disease and illnesses, ulcers, and all sorts of other stuff, because you're holding in emotion and not letting it out. So if that's you, or if you just need to spew some things out that aren't necessarily best for the other person to hear, but you need to release them from your spirit and just get it out, journaling is excellent for that. It's also an excellent place for you to write out your dreams. You know, write your Build-A-Boo list. I've been talking about the Build-A-Boo list, like they have the Build-A-Bear store. It'd be nice if you can just have a place where you can build a man or build a woman, just tailored to your needs, to fit specifically for you. Well, you can do that with your list and then start to pray on a regular basis and continue to work on you. And eventually, you know, that list will show up in its entirety, not broken up in pieces with the head, the nose, and all that stuff. He or she will show up. But you have to believe that, and you have to be that person that you're trying to attract. Because we're going to attract whatever is on, whatever level we're on, whatever station or frequency we're on, that's the level that we're going to attract. So you're saying, oh, I'm tired of the same old stuff. I want somebody that's, you know, conscious, or I want somebody that's a corporate person or has knowledge of corporateness, or whatever your goal is. If that's not you, or that's not your world, or you don't know anything about that world or those attributes that you're looking for, you don't personally embody yourself, the chances of you attracting them in another individual are going to be pretty slim. If you don't know how to love yourself adequately, how are you going to really be able to share love with another individual? Like, genuinely. You don't have any love, you don't have anything for yourself. So how are you going to be able to share that love? It's really important to cultivate a routine of self-love rituals. And so I just talked about bathing, keeping a journal for yourself, meditating, taking time out to be still. For those of you that aren't accustomed to meditating or don't know what it is or know how to do it or where to start, I suggest just finding a quiet place in your house where there's no TV, no noise, no music, no nothing, where you won't be disturbed. Your body temperature is comfortable, so you don't have to worry about getting cold. And just start to focus on your breathing. Inhale. Exhale. Create a rhythm with your breath and just focus on your breath. If your mind starts to wander and you start thinking about other things, your outfit, what's going on Atlanta Housewives and what you're going to wear tomorrow, the birds falling out the sky, any of that stuff starts crossing your mind, just go back to your breath. Let them come, let the thoughts come, let the thoughts pass, and then just refocus on your breath again. Get into the habit and the routine of doing this. You know, start with 5 minutes and gradually add a little bit more time. Get up to 10 minutes, get up to 15 minutes. Just taking the time out to still your body, still your mind, and release all of the tension and anxiety and worries and garbage that's in the brain is an excellent demonstration of love for yourself. It's like you're clearing out your bag. You're clearing out your backpack or something, cleaning out your locker. So now everything is nice and relaxed, well-oiled, and ready to go. Tuning up your car, that's a better example. It's well-oiled, the machine is moving. Prayer. Prayer needs to be, for me, is a regular part of my everyday, all-day life, not just one time a day, two times a day. I'm praying all throughout the day. Whoever you're, you know, whatever you choose to call the Most High or you address, that entity, prayer is very, very important. Demonstrating faith, showing gratitude, giving thanks for what you already have, thanking the Most High for your breath, giving thanks for your home and the roof over your head, if he's trapped in snow right now, or it's snowing a year in Atlanta or North Carolina, New York, any of those states that have been hit with all this snow, and your heat is working right now, give him thanks for that. There's always something to pray for and show gratitude. Doing this, it will help you appreciate even more the things that you have in your life. If you start to cultivate this into a regular regime and it becomes a regular habit of yours, just praying and showing thanks. Hey, I have a caller out there that that's hanging on the line. I just want to see if they have a comment, so I don't want to ignore anybody. I want to share this line. Caller from 404-731, did you have a comment or did you just want to listen in?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Am I clear right now?
You're very clear right now.
Oh,
did you have a comment on loving yourself?
No, I didn't. I just tuned in. I actually meant to get in once the call got started. But my name is Tariq. I'm down here in the Atlanta area. I got the message from Asia. I met her. Is this Asia?
Yeah, this is Aisha. Peace. How are you?
I'm sorry. Peace. I met you at the Accept Sanaki's event. Do you remember the Pamper Party Men's Edition?
I sure do remember that party.
Okay. I'm on Facebook at Tariq Bay. I got the message, so I'm just checking it out. I didn't know I was live, though. I was in my room, and it was loud, and my roommate was talking, so I just stepped out so I can get on the couch and really tune in into what you were saying, and so I could focus and, you know, be in sync with what you got going on here. And I just want to give you a compliment to what you're doing. It sounds pretty well from what I see the past 4 minutes I've been on. So kudos
Thank
to you.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother Tariq. I appreciate you.
All righty. Do I need to mute my phone? That's probably the best one.
No, actually, I'll go ahead and mute you. You're welcome to hang on and keep listening, okay?
Okay, cool. All righty.
See you. All right. Thanks again, Brother Tariq, for your ears and just for taking the time out to comment. For anybody else out there that may want to call in and that does have a comment or just want to demonstrate how you may express love for yourself, you can give me a call at 310-807-5193. I started a little thread on Facebook not long, just a few moments ago, and I was going to ask people, I've been asking people, you know, how do they demonstrate love for themselves? And a couple of the comments that I have received, and I just want to share with everybody, for those that might be shy and don't want to call and talk on the radio, one sis says she demonstrates love to herself by getting it together. I guess getting it together, meaning getting herself together, getting her life together, or whatever it is that she feels is a part, getting it together. And then we have another brother that commented and says that he demonstrates love to himself through strawberry milkshakes. We have somebody that followed up right after that person with chocolate, which is great. You know, if you're demonstrating love to yourself every now and again with things like strawberry milkshakes and chocolate, that's cool. But that can't be how you're doing it on a regular basis and every single day because, of course, the way that, you know, all the sugar and the things that are in the foods that's just kind of designed to break us down over time is not really good. So we want to be mindful. Loving ourselves and demonstrating love to ourselves, another example of that is being mindful of what we're putting into our mouth. Food is not what it was when we were children. You know, I'm over 30. If you're over 25, food's not what it was when you were a child. So I encourage you to start educating yourself on the foods that you're putting into your bodies. If you're going to the grocery store, you need to be hanging out on the outside, the outskirts of the grocery store and getting most of your food from there, not the middle of the store where all of the processed products are, the high sugar corn syrup, the preservatives, the yellow number 5 and all that stuff. All of those things are not necessarily going to fit your highest good and your health. You know, when you're feeling good internally because you're putting good, live, healthy food into your body, it's not only going to be reflected in your outward appearance, but it's also going to just be reflected in your overall attitude. You'll have more energy. You know, you'll maybe probably be a more pleasant person, particularly if you're cutting a lot of sugar out. Sugar can make us a little cranky and irritable when we don't get it. It's like heroin, I tell you. It is a beast, and I work through it with my own struggles because sugar is my boo. But I understand that that boo is toxic for me. That particular item is not good for my body. It's just breaking me down, breaks your teeth down, just breaks the immune system down slowly. So really want to be mindful of what you're putting into your mouth. That's another way of demonstrating love to yourself. Anybody else out there that may want to call in and share their question, comment, or how they may love themselves, they can call at 310-807-5193. Still talking about ways of demonstrating love to yourself. Now, it is nice to take care of your external self. You know, I've been talking about things that you can do personally for yourself at home and affirmations, which are working on the internal you and uplifting the internal you. But you want to work on your outer temple as well. You know, if you want someone that's well-groomed and well-put-together, but you look a fool or you don't take care of yourself, chances are a little slim, buddy. I recommend that you start taking a little bit more time to work on you. It doesn't necessarily have to cost you a bunch of money. See, I'm not about just selling ideas so that you can go out and spend your wad or spend a whole bunch of money on stuff or put you in debt behind it. You know, that's not my interest here. There are many things and pampering, and there are many things that you can do at the house, that you can do at home to take care of your body and demonstrate love to yourself that you don't necessarily have to. But if you get a couple of extra, instead of, you know, going to purchase something that's maybe going to expire or that's not going to be there, maybe do something good for your body. Get a massage. Go get some reflexology for your feet. It'll balance the whole body out. You know, there are a few things. Go on a healing retreat for the weekend instead of going to Vegas, or, you know, do something different for yourself. This year is yours. Take control of it. It looks like somebody just called in. They may have a question or comment from 347-423. See if I can bring you in. Hi, caller. This is Aisha with Here to Inspire Radio. Did you have a comment on learning to love yourself or how you love yourself?
Good evening. This is Estad. I had more of a comment, I guess.
Okay,
listening
for,
to the how do you love yourself or learning to love you within. One of the things that I do personally that I've implemented is that I think that people need to recognize their love-blocking behaviors and their life-limiting beliefs. And we all have them. No matter what your belief system was that you grew up in, and oftentimes these belief systems, whatever they may be the things that are blocking us from actually coming to love. And I think that each of us needs to reevaluate who we authentically are. We need to get out of the window and look in the mirror. And oftentimes a lot of people spend a lot of time looking out the window for someone to come along and add to them and make them happy or to complete them. And if you're not complete within yourself, it's just going to be crazy. There's nothing worse than being with an ideal person and you're not the ideal person. I mean, you know, a gift out of season can become a curse. So I always say work on whatever your issues are and recognize that we're tripartite beings, mind, body, and spirit. So you have to develop yourself in all three areas of your being simultaneously. If you're lacking in one area, is going to show up in the other two areas.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that, brother. I completely agree with you, and I really thank you for sharing that comment this evening and your perspective on that.
Absolutely.
You're welcome to hang on and listen more if you like, or raise your hand again if you have another comment, okay?
Sure.
All right. I want to thank that caller again. A really good point that he just touched on was listening, recognizing the voice within, your voice, which you can't hear. Your mind is congested with garbage. If your subconscious has been fed with all sorts of noise, TV, music, radio, water cooler gossip, what you're reading in the papers, the tabloids, the magazines, all information is somewhere in your mind. So if you don't ever take any time out to empty, you know, empty that full bag, it's like emptying the vacuum bag. You know, you're vacuuming over time, eventually it's going to stop picking stuff up. You got to empty out that bag. You got to empty out your mind from time to time. So learning to take time out to be still, sit, breathe is a wonderful demonstration of self-love, quieting the mind and getting into the habit of doing that on a regular basis, not just when you're on vacation, not just when you get that 1 week off, not only when you're on the massage table or at the spa. This is something that you have to cultivate into your routine, and it can be done. You just have to start and take little steps. I'm not saying you have to break out 60 minutes of meditation right away, 2 hours. No. You don't even have to call it meditation if you don't like that word or if that word is intimidating to you or there's some fear around that. We can just call it mindful quiet time, me time. I'm going to sit down and take some time out to relax my body with my mind. No one's touching you. Learn how to do those things. And start to see the peace that comes over you as a result of quieting the mind. See, once you get inner peace, self-love, you feel good about who you are, your light is going to be so bright, and you're going to attract sin. But you got to work on you. So I encourage you to go within. I was talking about how does the world change, or how does the world start to look different as a result of you loving on yourself? Well, if you're generally a pessimistic person and you start to apply some of the things that we've been talking about, loving affirmations and getting into the habit of expressing love to yourself, then you'll start to just, the world will just start looking more beautiful to you. See, if you're walking around angry, bitter, with resentment, angry at love, mad at God, mad at your ex, you haven't forgiven the last person that you were with or the person that you're still with, because you can still be in a relationship with someone right now and it just needs to be rejuvenated. You know? You just need to, may need to rejump that battery, just recharge the battery there. So learning to love yourself and doing things that may be more loving and demonstrating that to yourself is going to carry over to your partner. But if you want to work on another person and that other person is doing stuff that just gets on your nerves or you don't like them or whatever your issue is, the best way you can work on that is by working on you. Work on you. Eventually they'll see. People like to jump on the bandwagon. If the bandwagon is not packed with negativity and things like that, then, you know, what's the other alternative? We have just a couple more minutes here, and I want to encourage anyone else out there that's listening that wants to share a comment or express how they may love themselves. You can call at 310-807-5193. I love to hear from you. The people out there that are listening love to hear from you. It's wonderful to get the feedback, and I just want to express my thanks and gratitude again for the people that have called in this evening and shared their perspectives on how they're loving themselves. I just got another hit on the Facebook chat room. Another brother just commented in. One way that he demonstrates loving himself is by letting go of all low-energy people, places, and things to open myself up to loving myself more. That's very well put. Low-energy people, places, and things. Anything that is negative, that's just rooted in negativity, that's rooted in envy, that's rooted in jealousy, that's rooted in greed, that's rooted in deceit, is a form of low energy. That's your lower self acting out those attributes. The time is now to overcome our lower selves, overcome our egos, overcome the voices telling you that you're greater or better than your fellow man that's next door to you. Overcome the voice that's been causing us to treat each other so poorly, collectively as a society. It's time to change all of those things. One way that you can start and do your part is by being more loving with yourself, being more loving with your words. Treat yourself from time to time to something different, but that's going to be beneficial for you over time. If you are not comfortable with your current level of education or consciousness at this time, the time is now for you to study. Go back to school, take an online course, or become the master of your own studies. And, you know, we're in the information age. We have the internet. You can go to school yourself on the internet. But whatever it is that you want to do to improve yourself, whatever things that you didn't like about yourself in that previous relationship or you keep hearing over and over again from all of your exes, if it's the same, then you need to address that issue within yourself. You have to. You have to look within. We can't keep, like I love how the brother put, we can't keep looking out the mirror, looking out the window. We have to start looking in the mirror. Start looking more in the mirror at yourself and not just at the external self. Not putting all your time and energy into vanity. There's nothing wrong with self-care. I've been fortunate to live very well off of the self-care, pampering, beauty industry. But a lot of that is capitalizing off of people's low self-esteem, off of people trying to meet a certain standard of beauty or trying to comfort themselves, when really inside they're just feeling like monsters. So I don't care how much you spend on hair or pampering treatments or makeup or getting groomed and getting your face shaved or whatever you spend all of your money on. If when those things are stripped down and you're just standing alone in that mirror naked, eye to eye with yourself, if you're not feeling just as good as you were when you had all those things on, you got some work to do, baby. You got some work. And I trust me, you don't want that person to come until you've worked on your stuff, because you're going to keep repeating the same lesson. If you didn't get the lesson that last time, it's just going to come right back around. Things work in a boomerang effect like that. It's just going to come right back around. So if you keep dealing with somebody that's a liar, maybe you need to look at yourself. Are you a liar? If you don't want to admit that you're a liar to person to other people, because we're going to take this one step at a time, do you lie to yourself about anything? You know, we have to look at those things. You're constantly being cheated on in your relationships or being taken advantage of. Have you taken advantage of people somewhere down the line? Maybe not in your personal relationships, but maybe in a professional relationship, have you done it? Or with a friend? Really start self-analyzing and jot these things down. That journal is your book. That's yours. That's your playground for your thoughts, feelings, fears, dreams. Jot it down. And then come back and look at it a little bit later and see how you've grown. Pat yourself on the back when you do that. It's nothing like being able to chart your growth. It feels really, really good to be able to chart your growth. Look back and say, man, I'm so glad I'm not in that space anymore. Being able to do that and acknowledge when you have done something good. Acknowledge when you have grown. If you've been struggling with not having a donut in the morning before you go to work, and then you know you've managed to go the whole week and not have any donuts, reward yourself. You can reward yourself with your words or with a kind gesture for yourself. You know, there are many things that you can do to demonstrate this love to yourself, but it starts with you. And once you cultivate that love within, I promise you it's a snowball effect, and it's just going to ooze out of you. It's going to be so much love in you just bubbling over. It's not going to help but be able to spill and seep down the sides of the pot. And what person is not going to want to get a piece of that pot that's just bubbling over? Oh, my God, he or she is so abundant with all that love. I want some of that. I just want to touch it. I just want to smell it. You know, people are just going to want to be around that pot of overflowing love. Work on being that. If you're not a very nice person and you know who you are, start there. Are you mean? Do you work in customer service and you just have attitude all day? talk to the customers like it's their fault that you're there? Is that you? If that's you, start your day differently tomorrow. Start your day off showing gratitude that you even have a place to go, that you can call your job. Where every time a customer comes in and you're irritated because you really don't want to be working anyway, give thanks to that customer to that particular organization because that's ensuring that you have a job that's going to maintain your current state of living. Take the time to acknowledge what is. Show gratitude and give thanks for the things you already have in your life and see how your world changes around you. Just see. Just try it out. We're winding down, ladies and gentlemen, and it's about time to wrap it up. I just want to thank you again for calling, for those that called in, for listening, for your ears, for your love, for your support. I appreciate it. For those of you that are not my friend on Facebook, you can find me at Aisha, A-S-H-I-A. Next name is Exotic Face, it's all one word. You also can go to my website and I am here to inspire, and that's I am here, number two, inspire at blogspot.com, where you can listen to other archives of the radio show, and you can also listen to this particular show or share with someone else. I also want to take a moment to tell you about an event that I'm going to be having here in California. For those that are in the Bay Area, called Organic Beauty, it's going to be a wonderful event. Saturday, January 22nd, we'll teach you how to take things from the kitchen and use them on your face and body and hair, teach you how to transition from natural relaxed hair to different natural hairstyles and things like that. But it's all around natural self-care. It's a wonderful thing that you can do for yourself. If you want more information, just go to organicbeauty.eventbrite.com. I'm going to leave you guys with a little bit of John Coltrane this evening. Naima, I want to thank you again for calling in. I love you. I'll be back next Tuesday at 8 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. Eastern time. Until then, be gentle with your words. Be loving. Love one another. Peace.